You won't be tied up for long, I promise. Can you be a good boy for me then? And stay still so I can get this last cuff. And there we go. Give it a few good tugs for me. I want to make sure that you can't go anywhere. It's hot watching you struggle. You really can't get out, can you? I have a few ideas on how to make those struggles more authentic. Oh, stop whining. It was only one finger down your side. If I really wanted to torture you, I'd do this. Oh, nowhere to go. You're all mine now. And these ribs absolutely need to be tickled until you're breathless. Oh, really? Already let you out? What for? We've barely even started. Can't take a little tickling, can we? Now that I have you finally tied down, it's waking something up in me. You've never let me tickle your hips before. Let me find out why. Oh, wow. Oh, so ticklish, and there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop me. No amount of begging or tears will make me want to let you out. You see, I bet if I were in your position and my feet were all vulnerable, and you know how ticklish they are, you'd put me through the same torture I'm putting you through. So stop your whining. Besides, I can see how hard you are underneath your boxers. If I lightly caress your cock from the outside of your boxers. Oh, a moan between the laughs, just like I thought. Good boy. You better laugh and moan for me, or you are never getting out. What I will do is free your cock from your boxers. I'll look at you, all helpless, spread out, and ticklish. That's right. Keep laughing, don't you dare stop. You're going to give me everything I want. I will drag it out of you if I have to. Your hips are mine. Your sides are mine. Your ribs and underarms and feet, every inch of your torturously ticklish body will be used for my amusement. So you better laugh. Oh, so turned on, are we? What if I tickle your stomach and stroke you at the same time? You weren't sure whether to focus on the nails on your stomach or my other hand slowly stroking your cock. It's wonderful how much you're suffering for me. Such a confusing feeling, isn't it? Especially when I stop stroking you to tickle your feet. Aww. I'm sure you wish you had my feet in this position. I don't think I could take it. They're too soft and too sensitive. Look at you bucking. Aww. You want to come? Well, which is it? Do you want to be let out? Or do you want to come? You don't get both. And you have to stop laughing long enough to answer. And you know how I feel about you not laughing. It isn't like I really care, though. You aren't being let out of here. I'll be staying under your toes for a while in the meantime. Go ahead. Keep pulling on the restraints. You're not going anywhere, and you can't touch yourself. My poor baby boy, all worked up, so sensitive, so turned on by your own torture. I'm going to tickle you, then edge you, tickle you again, edge you again. A never-ending circle, because you're mine to play with. Are you ready to be edged until you cry for me? Like a good boy. ready for me to keep exploiting every ticklish inch of you. Doesn't matter. This is your life for the next couple of hours. All you have to do is keep laughing.